from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, state health officials want to include genomic sequencing in New Jersey's newborn blood screening program. It enables scientists to document a person's entire DNA. Officials say it will take 5 years to work through the ethical and practical implications of the decision, but that it will help them more accurately screen newborns for disease. The upcoming deadline for taxpayers to file their 2020 tax returns and get a refund is fast approaching. Mark Stieber with Jackson Hewitt Tax Services says $1 billion in refunds remain unclaimed, but time is running out.
Any way you can get that tax return filed, that's what you need to be doing before midnight on the 17th and get in before the clock strikes zero.
He adds there's no penalty for failure to file if a refund is due, but that ends after May 17th because after that three-year period, the refund statute expires. The 2020 filing deadline was pushed to May 17th due to the pandemic. The mystery of Tuesday's distress signal that seemed to originate from a small aircraft which disappeared off radar, triggering a search, has been solved. Barnegat police report they were notified by Joint Base McGuire, Dix Lakehurst, at about 3:15 in the afternoon after they'd received this signal from an emergency locator transmitter originating from a wooded area, and a spokesman on behalf of the base says a glitch is to blame. There was no actual distress signal. A new ordinance in Seagirt is banning a popular beach activity. Lisa G with more.
Just ahead of Memorial Day, town officials are placing a ban on beachgoers from digging sand holes that are too deep. The holes can't be deeper than 12 inches or above the knees of the shortest person in a group, whichever is shallowest, and you also can't bury a person in the sand. Seaside Heights and Belmar also have similar ordinances. There has been a deadly sand cave-in at the Jersey Shore when two siblings visiting from Maine got trapped, killing the brother in Tom's River in 2022.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Did you hear we're heading for temps in the 50s? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Periods of rain tonight. It'll be cloudy. We'll have a low temperature right around 50. Now, the steadiest rain tonight will be during the overnight hours. We'll still have rain and drizzle at times throughout tomorrow and what's going to be a cloudy, damp, chilly day. High temperatures only in the low 50s, so temperatures really don't move much tomorrow. Rain and drizzle will diminish tomorrow evening and perhaps some breaks in the clouds late. Lows in the low to mid 40s. Some sun will give way to clouds Saturday. Perhaps a late day shower in northwest hills. Highs will be near 60. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
What do we got right now? I'll tell you. 65 degrees in Clark, 62 degrees in Middletown, 60 degrees Atlantic City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.